106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses.
Hit it.
Whoopee-tie-yay, I go my way. Back in the saddle again.
Yep, he's back in the saddle and on the Airedale. Welcome to Uncle Marty's 3D radioactivity with 50,000 watts of imaginary power, spanning the four corners of the Earth. I thought that the world was round, so if you want to drop me a line from one of those corners, send an email to 3dradio@usa.com. I'd love to hear from you. Tonight, our little corner is 20 miles south and 2 miles west of the Golden Gate Bridge in Fogville, just outside of San Francisco, USA. Now, to fully experience the program, we hope that you have the red speaker to your right and the blue speaker on the left. It's time to lock your seat back, slat your tray tables, and listen as we take off on another 3D adventure in sound with Radio Marty and his lucky dog, Sean. Trouble is a song written, composed, and performed by Lindsey Buckingham and was the primary single he released from his 1981 album Law & Order. The biggest hit from the record, it was also his first as a solo artist. This was the only one on the LP where he played neither drum nor bass. He wanted an in-person feel, so instead he recruited his old bandmate Mick Fleetwood to play the skins. However, Lindsey felt there were not any takes that were solid from start to finish, so a taped loop of the drum track, about 4 seconds long, was used throughout. The irony is that the original reason for having Mick play was to approach the track completely live. This distinctive MTV favorite features a multi-instrumental big band consisting of a dozen male musicians with 5 guitars and 1 bass, including ex-Fleetwood Mac Bobs Welch and Weston, as well as Dwight Twilley along with Tom Petty on the strings, in addition to the other 6 as drummers led by Mick. No other problems, as this was a number 9 hit in the U.S. Welcome to the 3D Radioactivity on this, our 274th episode. Sean and I are getting into trouble, so you won't. What does that mean? How about disturbing mental calm and contentment, worry, distress, agitation, inconvenience, pain, concern, upset, confusion, pester, plague, fret, torment, hector, harass, badger, grief, care, suffering, affliction, misfortune, turmoil, tumult, trial, and tribulation. We're not going to take that tone with you. This is all about fun, so aside from the topic, you won't have any trouble digging these grooves. We just heard from a few of the guys from Meatwood Flack. Here's Stevie Nicks to give us a whole lot of trouble.
pool table, don't you understand? Friend, either you're closing your eyes to a situation you do not wish to acknowledge, or you are not aware of the caliber of disaster indicated by the presence of a pool table in your community. Well, you got trouble, my friend. Right here, I say trouble right here in River City. Why, sure, I'm a billiard player. Certainly mighty proud to say I'm always mighty proud to say it. I consider that the hours I spend with a cue in my hand are golden. Help you cultivate horse sense and a cool head and a keen eye. Did you ever take and try to find an ironclad lead for yourself from a three-rail billiard shot? But just as I say it takes judgment, brains, and maturity to score in a balk-line game, I say that any boob can take and shove a ball in a pocket. And I call that sloth the first big step on the road to the depths of degrade. I say first, medicinal wine from a teaspoon, then beer from a bottle. And the next thing you know, your son is playing for money in a pinchback suit. And listening to some big out-of-town Jasper, hearing him tell about horse race gambling. Not a wholesome trotting race, no, but a race where they set down right on a horse. Like to see some stuck-up jockey boy sitting on Dan Patch? Make your blood boil? Well, I should say. Now, friends, let me tell you what I mean. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pockets in a table. Pockets that mark the difference between a gentleman and a bum with a capital B, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. And all week long, your River City youth will be frittering away. I say your young men will be frittering. Frittering away there, noontime, supper time, chore time too. Get the ball in the pocket. Never mind getting dandelions pulled or the screen door patched or the beach tank pounded. Never mind pumping any water till your parents are caught with the cistern empty on a Saturday night, and that's trouble. Yes, you got lots and lots of trouble. I'm thinking of the kids in the Knickerbocker shirt tail young ones peeking in the pool hall window after school. You got trouble. Folks right here in River City. Trouble with a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. Now I know all you folks are the right kind of parents. I'm going to be perfectly frank. Would you like to know what kind of conversation goes on while they're loafing around that hall? They'll be trying out Bevo, trying out Q-Babs, trying out TaylorMade's like cigarette fiends, and bragging all about how they're going to cover up a telltale breath with Sen-Sen one fine night. They leave the pool hall, heading for the dance at the armory. Libertine men and scarlet women and ragtime. Shameless music that'll grab your son, your daughter, with the arms of a jungle, animal instinct, masteria. Friends, the idle brain is the devil's playground. Trouble,
trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here in River City.
With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool.
That stands for pool.
We've surely got trouble.
We've surely got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here.
Gotta figure out a way to keep the young ones moral after school.
Our children gonna have trouble. Trouble, trouble, trouble.
Mothers of River City,
trouble.
Heed that warning before it's too late. Watch for the telltale signs of corruption.
Trouble.
The minute your son leaves the house, does he rebuckle his knickerbockers below the knee? Is there a nicotine stain on his index finger? A dime novel hidden in the corn crib? Is he starting to memorize jokes from Cap'n Billy's whiz-bang? Are certain words creeping into his conversation? Words like swell and so's your old man. Well, if so, my friends, you got trouble.
Oh, we got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here in River City.
With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool.
That stands for pool.
We've surely got trouble.
We've surely got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here.
Remember the Maine, Plymouth Rock, and the Golden Rule.
Our children, children, gonna have trouble.
Oh, we got trouble. We're in terrible, terrible trouble. That game with the 15 numbered balls is a devil's tool.
Devil's tool.
Oh, yes, we got trouble, trouble, trouble.
Oh, yes, we got trouble. Here we got big, big trouble.
With a T.
With a capital T.
Gotta rhyme it with P.
Right,
and that stands for pool.
That stands for pool.
Should've been like I lay awake at night, false love, I'm just so troubled. It's hard to keep a job, laid off, I'm having double trouble. But hey, hey, yeah. They say you can make it if you try. Millionaires, it's hard for me to keep decent clothes to wear. Taking me, I have no money to show. But hey, hey, to make it you got to try. Baby, that's no lie. Yes, some of this generation is millionaires. It's hard for me to keep these clothes to wear.
Hey, 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 mama, look at this.
King's Double Trouble is from Six Silver Strings, the 30th studio blues album, which he released in 1985, as we managed to double up three times in the set. Soul to Soul is the third studio effort by the American blues rock band Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble. The record went to number 34 in the Billboard 200 and included the FM staple Look at Little Sister. Stevie Ray got the name for the band from the title of an Otis Rush song, so we played that one too, since its release as a single in 1958. This number has been recorded by several artists, including the Paul Butterfield Blues Band and Eric Clapton. There's Your Trouble was recorded by the American country music band The Dixie Chicks. It was released in April of 98 as the second single from their album Wide Open Spaces. It became their first number one on the Billboard magazine Hot Country Singles and Tracks chart, and a year later, they were awarded a Grammy for the Best Country Performance by a Duo or Group with Vocal for their efforts. You Got Trouble is a song by Meredith Willson from the 1962 film version of The Music Man. It's one of the most popular and recognizable numbers that originated 5 years earlier on Broadway when a smooth-talking yet corrupt traveling salesman takes up the false occupation of an instrument dealer and tries to convince the citizens of River City, Iowa to fund his idea for a boys' marching band instead of a pool hall. In 2005, the movie was selected for preservation in the United States National Film Registry by the Library of Congress as being culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant. We began with A Look on the Other Side of the Mirror, the fourth studio album by American singer-songwriter and Fleetwood Mac vocalist Stevie Nicks. It's loosely based around the theme of Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. The record hit number 3 in the UK and number 10 on the US Billboard Albums chart. The tune Whole Lot of Trouble also made a dent in the British singles chart. Everybody has troubles every once in a while, and we have examples of that coming right up. This is the voice of Mercyhurst University, 88.5 FM and 1530 AM, WMCE, Erie, Pennsylvania, theacidflashback.com, and The Choice on zcomradio.com, 105.5, WZCM, Schaumburg, and Chicago. I'm Uncle Marty. Sean and I are getting into trouble for you this time on the award-winning 3D Radioactivity. Trouble is the first tune from the 1965 album Otis Blue. Otis Redding sings soul. It was released as the B-side to his hit single Respect, which was the second track. The song is a sign of Redding's emerging, mature, and reflective side, crafted as a blues number with a classic melody set to country overtones. He wrote it to capture the white audience in the growing blues and soul market. It peaked at number 4 in the Black Singles chart and reached number 35 over on the pop sides. We had one for the guys, and another more recent perspective for the ladies. A Girl in Trouble is a Temporary Thing was a hit single for Romeo Void in 1984 from the Columbia album Instincts. It was the band's biggest hit and only top 40 entry, where it peaked at number 35 on the Billboard Hot 100. Here's a standard with a mental perspective that originally was a 10-inch, 78 RPM recording in 1924. It's been covered by the likes of Louis Armstrong and 28 to Jerry Lee Lewis with Eric Clapton on 2006's Last Man Standing, as we have Trouble in Mind on the 3D Radioactivity.
For the sun will shine in my back door someday. I'm gonna lay my head on some lonesome railroad line and let that 219 train sometimes I feel like dying. shine in my back door someday.
Gonna build me a cabin on the mountain so high, where the wild birds and the turtle doves will hear my sad cry. I'm troubled, I'm troubled, I'm troubled in mind. If trouble don't kill me, Lord, I'll live a long time.
Searching all this time.
other anyhow. Are we in trouble now?
Trouble Waiting to Happen is a humorous song from Warren Zevon's Sentimental Hygiene. As the title would suggest, the theme is about the narrator describing various troubles that are facing him that include the Third and Fourth World Wars and being slandered in the Rolling Stone magazine. The album peaked at number 63 on Billboard's 200 charts and features many guest artists, such as Bob Dylan, Neil Young, Jennifer Warnes, and Don Henley, who provides the vocal harmonies here. Are We in Trouble Now was written by Dire Straits frontman Mark Knopfler and recorded by American country music artist Randy Travis. It was released in June of 96 as the first single from Randy's album Full Circle. It reached number 24 in the Billboard Hot Country Singles and Tracks chart. We checked out Mark's recording of this that he did independently on his debut solo album, Golden Heart, as its closing number. Been All Around This World is an acoustic collaboration between the Grateful Dead's Jerry Garcia and mandolinist extraordinaire David Grisman, released in 2004, and it features I'm Troubled. We gave it some thought with Lucky Melinder, who is essentially a frontman, an occasional singer, and conducted several impressive big bands, becoming a leader in 1931, using his original name, Lucius Venable, which he soon changed. Trouble in Mind was recorded by Lucky with sister Rosetta Tharpe and released as a single in 1941. She was an exciting performer and one of the first to bring the power of gospel music into the secular world well before Ray Charles and Aretha Franklin came into the light. That made a dozen. We've got room for one more. Coming up, we're going to be giving you some help and another episode of The Gospel According to Uncle Marty. Be sure to tell me your suggestions by sending an email to 3dradio@usa.com or with a message on our Facebook page, which has the links to the archives of all the earlier episodes and the program artwork in the photos section. As I said, we've got time for one more, and it's a 3D favorite. Right, Sean? The electrifying energy, accomplished guitar, great lyrics, and wisecracking humor of Steve Goodman lit up the musical world all too briefly. Cut down at the age of 36 by leukemia, the man known as Chicago Shorty left a lasting legacy of memorable tunes. The title track on his 1973 record also was the name of a folk music establishment on Chicago's north side. Listen closely to hear Jimmy Buffett under the pseudonym of Marvin Gardens, along with Maria Muldaur, David Bromberg, and Bob Dylan contributing piano and harmony under the name Robert Milkwood Thomas. Steve's father was a used car salesman and provided the inspiration for the name of the album. A piece of advice that the senior Goodman gave him was that buying one was just getting somebody else's troubles. See you next time.
Yesterday I went downtown and saw an old-time picture show, and the hero got a pie in the face. He didn't like that and he stormed around the screen, but everybody else was laughing in that place. That's 'cause it ain't hard to get along with somebody else's troubles, and they don't make you lose any sleep at night. Just as long as fate is out there busting somebody else's bubbles, everything's gonna be alright. And everything's gonna be alright. Now tell me, did you ever have to pay for something that you didn't do? And did you ever figure out the reason why? And when the doctor says this is gonna hurt me a lot more than this hurts you, did you ever figure out that that's a lie? He knows it ain't too hard to get along with somebody else's troubles, and they don't make you lose any sleep at night. Just as long as fate is out there busting somebody else's bubbles, everything's gonna be alright. And everything'll be alright.
walking down along that factory line. He said, we all have to tighten up our belts.
But he didn't look any thinner than he did a year ago. And no wonder just how hungry that man felt. But he knows it ain't too hard to get along with somebody else's troubles, and they don't make you lose any sleep at night. Just as long as fate is out there busting somebody else's bubbles, everything's gonna be alright.
And everything is gonna be alright. I asked that undertaker what it took to make him laugh when all he ever saw is people crying.
First he hands me a bunch of flowers that he'd received on my behalf. Said, Steve, business just gets better all the time, and it ain't too hard to get along with somebody else's troubles, and they don't make you lose any sleep at night. Just as long as fate is out there busting somebody else's bubbles, everything's gonna be alright, and everything is gonna be alright.